You're listening to the SCAC Women's Basketball Podcast, NCAA Tournament Edition. Tam joined by center head women's basketball coach Wendy Austin Robinson. The Colonels now 26-3 on the year after winning first and second round games a weekend ago, head into the Sweet 16. Coach, first of all, congratulations and thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Russell. It's good to be here.
Coach, as I mentioned, 26-3 now on the season, winners of five in a row, picking up wins in the NCAA tournament a weekend ago over Guilford, 59-47, and then WashU in the second round of the NCAA tournament, 57-55. Just your opening thoughts on what an incredible opening weekend at the NCAA tournament for your team.
Just unbelievably proud of our kids. They just did a great job executing game plans and just really working hard down the stretch, and as we've talked about all year, they found a way to win, and they played two great teams and overcame halftime deficits, and just so proud of them and what they've been able to accomplish so far.
The Colonels now 4-1 all time in the NCAA tournament. Coach, as you mentioned, centered down at the half in both games, but as you said, found a way to win. Talk about this team's resiliency and the way they were able to bounce back. And maybe, Coach, what'd you say to them at halftime that got them going there in the second half?
Well, both times, and we were really nervous because, you know, just playing two NCAA teams, you didn't want to be down. But we just kept telling them, "You've been here before. You've been here before." You know how to come back from this, just one possession at a time, and we made adjustments at halftime like we've done all year. That this is where that team is. Our team is great. They love to get downstairs at halftime, and they just really listen and try to make the best adjustments they can at halftime. And it's seemed to work so far. Hopefully, who knows? Hopefully, we won't be in that position again. But if we are, then hopefully we can overcome again.
Coach, you guys had the opportunity to host the first and second rounds there in Danville, Kentucky, on the campus of Center College. Just talk about with the way things played out, and you had the option and the ability to host. What was the atmosphere like? The support you got from the community, from the college, from all the students. Just talk about what that atmosphere was like there at the NCAA tournament in your home gym.
It was just amazing. The support we've had all year has just been great, but for the we had a sold-out gym for the community to come in, the students, faculty. It was just awesome. You had the men's basketball team, the football team, women's soccer, lacrosse, I'm scared about the swim team, just tons of teams out painted up. And the funny story is they actually broke the bleachers on Saturday night from all the cheering and stuff. But it was well worth it. I think the atmosphere helped carry us through, to be real honest with you.
Coach, you've been a part of this basketball program for a number of years now. Obviously, we've talked before, not only as a student-athlete yourself there at Center, but now as a coach for a number of years. Just talk about what it's been like for you over this past, really, I guess, two-and-a-half-week run through the SCAC tournament, picking up the SCAC championship, and then now the success you've had in the NCAA tournament with a number of alumni, and just the support you've had from all, you know, people that you've not only played with, but that you've coached in the past, and what that's been like as a head coach.
Well, it's been really special to be able to bring Center basketball back to a national level, and to credit to our kids. You know, Maggie Pruitt is very invested in the program with the history of her mother being there, and gotten so many calls from alumni, and we had so many alumni at our games. And it's been special for them, too, to kind of relive their memories of conference tournaments, Final Fours, and different things. And I think it's just made everybody proud and renewed their love for Center women's basketball.
Coach, talk a little bit about how the run that you made in the SCAC tournament, how that weekend helped prepare your team as you guys went into the NCAA tournament, playing back-to-back games as you did in the SCAC tournament, and having to turn around and do that in the NCAAs.
Well, we talked about that a little bit, too. You know, our depth is a great key for us, and everybody that's been asked to play has done a great job and contributed. We, you know, in a couple of the Friday-Saturday games we played during the regular season has helped, too. But to just come off a weekend where you play three back-to-back definitely prepares you to be able to sustain a game right back-to-back, even with less recovery time. But our kids were used to that. I think it's a credit to our conference. I think our conference prepares us well for the postseason. As we talked about earlier, the travel and with being able to play back-to-back and, you know, sometimes not back-to-back, but the distance that you have to go. But it was just the kids kids were ready to go and focused, and the excitement's been outstanding. I know they're exhausted, but, you know, when you get into game time, they're ready to go.
Coach, as we look ahead to this weekend in your Sweet 16 matchup, you guys will face off against Carthage, who is now 22-7 on the year, having beat Wisconsin Whitewater and former SCAC opponent DePaul in their first and second round games to get to this point. Just talk about what you've been able to see from Carthage in terms of on film and what scouting reports you've got and what they do well and has you concerned heading into the matchup this weekend.
Well, anybody that beats DePaul at DePaul is, you know, it's worrisome to you because DePaul is great, especially when they're at home. They shoot the ball extremely well, second in the nation. They're just tough, solid, they're great inside, outside. So we're going to have to really execute our defensive scouts and know who we're on. And our kids have done that, so hopefully we can continue to do that and just preparing some things this week for that. Again, it's a physical type of game, very solid, very skilled, hopefully, you know, we prepare one more day today and then be ready to go. But just we're getting ready to face a great basketball team, and it just doesn't get any easier.
Coach, does anything change for you and your staff in terms of your preparation for this team as now that we're in the NCAA tournament, or do you guys try and go about the same as you've done throughout the entire season?
We're trying to stay within our routine that we've always done. You know, just the prep, we're trying to keep it as normal as we can, especially for the kids in our routine and different things. And, you know, the big thing is it's nice we get film on all four teams, so we're trying to prepare as much as we can, not looking ahead. But our focus is Carthage, but we have had a glance at Illinois Wesleyan and Mount Union. That might, you know, but again, playing in SDAC, you're used to preparing for two in a weekend, and so that's kind of helped us. So we're not changing much of what we've done, just trying to tweak things and keep our kids in the best routine that we can keep them in.
Finally, Coach, as you guys head to Alliance, Ohio, and get set for this Sweet 16 matchup against Carthage, what does your team to continue to do well that you've done throughout the entire postseason to hopefully get some results and continue to move marching forward in the NCAA tournament?
Well, I hope we'll get off to a little better start in the first half on Friday night than we have been doing. But they've just been so coachable and, like I said, executing defensive scouts extremely well. And finding a way to score when we got to have a bucket and stuff. Just really proud of them, and hopefully we can continue to do that.
Center head women's basketball coach Wendy Austin Robinson, and again, the Colonels travel to Alliance, Ohio this weekend to take on Carthage in the NCAA round of 16. That game will take place 5 p.m. Friday evening. Coach, again, congratulations on all your success, and we wish you best of luck as you march forward in the NCAA tournament.
Thanks so much, Russ.